You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
From the studio of Radio Maria Canada in Toronto, hello and good evening. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela and
Nick Mossa.
And we're your hosts. And we're always glad to be with you.
So we'll start with a small but very powerful prayer. We are Easter people and Alleluia is our song. Like to welcome everyone listening online, everyone listening in Canada, especially the parishioners at All Saints. Thank you so much for your support and those around the world. We pray for, we have intentions. So if you have any intentions, please make them part of this evening. We pray for all those who have passed away during the Easter season. We also pray for one individual, Pasquale Mastroianni. We pray for his soul and for all those suffering around the world and those in purgatory. So, Mary Angela, what will we be talking about this evening?
Well, happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
We are in the Easter season and 50 days of Easter joy. So that's what we'll talk about, Easter joy. We'll also talk a bit about the resurrection, and we just, a couple of Sundays ago, we did Divine Mercy Sunday, so we'll talk a little bit about the Divine Mercy.
Yes, so it's going to be an excellent show. We will have many words, prayers, affirmations, reflections, thoughts, and again, we thank you for being part of this wonderful Easter joy show, celebrating with us, and of course, Jesus at the center. So let us begin. Easter commemorates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the most important Christian festival and the one celebrated with the greatest of joy. Without Easter, there would be no Christianity. Without Jesus' suffering, his execution, and resurrection, there would be no Christianity. Love poured out, infused the world and with the rivers of grace and hope of rebirth. Isn't that
how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah. So we continue a little bit about the resurrection. The celebration of the resurrection over death is a celebration of life that should continue well beyond the sunrise service, the music, the rehearsal, the days prior. The resurrection is a daily celebration over fear, over man's greatest and most powerful enemy, fear of tomorrow, fear of our yesterdays, and fear of death. So we look to Jesus and his resurrection because that's what it's all about, right? Is it not, Mary Angela?
Yes, indeed.
It's about salvation, because if we're just here, we're here for a good time, and that's the only thing, then I think we're missing the whole point, right? We look to Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So when I say resurrection to you, Mary Angela, what are some of the words that come to mind?
Well, it brings to mind a lot of joyful words, words like Alleluia. And, you know, that was a word that we really didn't use during Lent, right? And so now we can say Alleluia. Another word is glorious, splendid, magnificent. overjoyed, triumphant. You know, all things that bring us joy.
Yeah, because it is truly a celebration. You know, with Jesus in heaven, he has given us our freedom and delivered us from all evil, right? So, other words we'd like to say is renewal, resurrection, and restoration. So we will get back to some other words. But Mary Angela, right now, do you have any questions or thoughts that you'd like to share with some of the listeners or
some
ideas?
Things, yeah, some things to reflect on, you know, in this Easter season. So Jesus' resurrection and the difference that it makes in our lives, things to ponder about. Why do we celebrate our transformation through Christ's gift of himself on Easter, the Feast of the Resurrection? And what does this feast tell us about ourselves and the purpose of our lives? How does the gift of the church help us to cultivate our gift of self given at birth?
Wow, these are pretty deep.
Yes.
You could start. What do you think?
Feast tell us about ourselves and purpose of our lives. Well, we should always give it over to God. You know, really, he's done all the hard work, right? He's delivered us from death, so we don't have to die. We have everlasting life. So, and our purpose of life is always to give it over to him to do his will. I don't know. Those are some of my thoughts.
Yeah, and also to realize how lucky and fortunate that we are.
Mm-hmm.
That he's paid for our sins, so we shouldn't take advantage of it or abuse it, right? So we always have to look to him as our, you know, some people might call it hero, leader, but he is our Lord and Savior, right? And when we look to him, that's how we transform ourselves, because we want to live the life he did, the life that he did, through humility, mercy, and compassion. So what?
I was going to say some other reflections, like on Easter Sunday, we were made new by Christ.
So we were reborn?
We were.
You know, it's a nice phrase, reborn. How about a reborn Catholic? They always talk about reborn Christian. Mm-hmm. How about reborn Catholic? Because, you know, as just mentioned, it's a daily renewal.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing when we go and evangelize, right? It's not certain types of Christians. I think all Christians have the ability and the gift to go and evangelize the whole world. Doesn't matter what Christian you are. It's all about Jesus at the center.
Yeah, as long as you look at it as a renewal, because we don't believe in that you can be rebaptized, right? We're only baptized once. as a renewal, yes, we're constantly being renewed, and we should be.
So here's an interesting question. What change could the hope of the resurrection of Christ, would it inspire you to make? Any thoughts? I think for me, it would be to always think of Jesus. What would Jesus do, especially at work, and basically follow his path of dignity, perseverance, and patience, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
How about what bad habits would you like to clear out during this hopeful time of Easter?
Well, I don't know if it's a bad habit, but for all of us, I think maybe to do away with some of our busyness, things that, you know, keep us away from our relationship with God. Sometimes we turn away, like we busy ourselves with doing things and avoid, you know, maybe praying more.
Yeah, are we really busy or are we just avoiding?
Or maybe we're avoiding. I don't know. That's true.
Yeah, be maybe more focused, make a solid or secure hour for praying.
Yeah, so clearing out some time to really, you know, pray, to build that relationship, that closer relationship we should have with God, right?
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's a good thing is to shut off, you know, the TV, the computer, anything electrical, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something I'd like to clear out. And just at the same time, maybe include more prayer time, like you said, or just quiet time. And listening to God because of the fact, you know, we're so involved and engaged, not just ourselves, but a lot of people in their daily lives with their families and trying to pay the bills and stuff. And then, you know, we're so exhausted that we can't even pray, right? But that's, you know, there's a way to pray without saying words. It's about looking at the face of Jesus like a holy picture. Mm-hmm. Look at Mother Mary. Right? These are prayers themselves.
Place yourself in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
Yeah, just sit there.
Yeah, sit there.
And, you know, and if you can't go to an actual church with the Blessed Sacrament because some churches close or they're far away, you can do it online.
Oh, yeah.
There's
that's beautiful,
Yeah, 24-hour adoration live. So that's an option.
Mm-hmm.
For you to, you know, to continue the joy of Easter.
And to be in his holy presence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a prayer, here, just a couple of prayers. Christ is risen. The spirits of evil are all fallen. Christ is risen. The angels of God are rejoicing. Christ is risen. The tombs of the dead are empty. Christ is risen indeed from the dead. Glory and power are his forever and ever.
Amen.
So, Mary Anzer, are there any other questions or reflections that you think about this Easter joy or related to the resurrection?
Well, yeah, Easter is the Feast of Feasts. It's the highest feast that there possibly could be. You know, the greatest joy and gladness of all Christians. And so as you had started with that little short prayer, it's been said that Christians should be an Alleluia people. So the question is, could you be called an Alleluia person? Why or why not? Something to reflect on. Well, being an Alleluia person, I think, means that you're full of joy. You're full of maybe the zeal of the Holy Spirit, full of zest, you know?
Yes.
And so, you know, most of the times I think, consider myself an Alleluia person. I tend to look, you know, be happy and to look on the bright side of things. But of course, you know, there's some days that you can't always be like that. But, you know, we got to strive to be always the hopeful and to be that bright person and that Alleluia person. Other thoughts and reflections. We hear that Peter is witnessing to Christ's passion and resurrection. So the question is, why do you believe it's difficult for many Catholics to witness to others about Jesus? In what ways do you find it difficult? For me, I do find that a little bit hard sharing, you know, especially with people you don't know, you know, being a witness, being an evangelist. Nick, I think you are really good at it. Well, I got to learn a lot from you.
it is who I am, and I don't want to be strong or too aggressive, but... you know, we believe it and everyone can be a witness in a different way. So I always like to, always give a biblical message and never be afraid to say the word Jesus in our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if the time is right or, you know, even the values that Jesus taught, we could all, you know, the best, example is to be an example, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not even words, it's the actions we use, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's how we can be a witness.
Yeah. And even just maybe just sharing one's faith with someone, you know, how we get through hard times, sharing the faith, and even just like you share books. That's a way of also evangelizing.
Just a simple way of evangelizing.
Suggesting readings. And
because we shouldn't be afraid, because there's just so much other stuff out there, so much secular stuff, so much business stuff. And that's great. They all have their purpose. But, you know, this is right at the heart of who we are, our faith. And, you know, that's why I never be afraid to stand up for who you are and what you believe. You know, at the end of your life, if you were, if the CIA accused you of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Interesting.
If you were interrogated.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Just like to share the Bible verse in regards to the resurrection. And the verse is from John. And it is chapter 20, verse 11. And it is, "Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white seated there, where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying?' 'They have taken my Lord away,' she said, 'and I don't know where they have put him.' At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?' Thinking he was the gardener, she said, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.' Jesus said to Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, 'Rabboni,' which means teacher. But Jesus said, 'Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Wow. Imagine being there. Imagine Mary, what she was thinking. This is the resurrection, the risen Lord. And it's very powerful. And this is the Bible verse just before Jesus enters into the upper room, which mm-hmm. is the verse, the Bible passage from the gospel that the Catholic Church, the verses are for the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. that we use on the Divine Mercy.
Yeah, the interesting part of that gospel passage is that she only recognizes Jesus when, you know, not until he says her name.
Yes.
So Jesus, you know, God knows us by name, right? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And, you know, it is wonderful when someone knows your name. And we should always try to make a point of learning people's names.
Yeah,
especially I think that's important.
When we pray for them, when you hear someone passed away or someone's mm-hmm. sick, don't just say, "I'll pray for them," which is great. Just ask, what is their name?
Their name, yeah.
You could put a formal, mm-hmm. you know, name to the person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so whenever meeting someone new, I always ask their name and try to remember, and so that the next time you see the person, you know, you can call them by the name. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's wonderful to hear that, oh, they remembered me, right?
So
that's what, you know, it's good to do to... Yeah.
So for Easter joy on the resurrection, a prayer that we could say on an Easter morning prayer is, "Let us pray on this Easter morning for the life that never again shall see darkness. God our Father, creator of all, today is the day of Easter joy. This is the morning on which the Lord appeared to those who had begun to lose hope and opened their eyes to what the scripture foretold, that he must die and then he would rise and ascend into the Father's glorious presence." So, powerful, is it not?
Yes, and yeah. I wanted to add that, you know, that famous psalm, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of related to that joy, right? That,
yeah.
that prayer that you just read. And so one of the reflections is, what is it about your faith in Christ causes you to rejoice and be glad? And so, you know, I think...
hope.
What causes... Yes, yes. I think getting through Lent, right, which is very, you know, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of giving up and all that, and then waking up on Easter morning, there's lots to be rejoiceful, be joyful about and yeah. to rejoice.
So in that regards, I'm going to say some three affirmations, and Mary Angela will share the Alleluia. From the darkness of the grave, blood poured out, a crown of thorns, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Alleluia.
From the triumph that is won over the power and fear of death, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Alleluia.
Walking from the empty tomb, opening wide the gates of life, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Alleluia.
Yes, beautiful. Yes. So as you said, it is 50 days.
Yes.
Of celebration.
Isn't it interesting
up until
that
Pentecost?
Yeah, interesting. Isn't it interesting that Lent is only 40 days?
Yeah.
Well, only, but it's quite long, 40 days. But Easter, the season of Easter, is more. It's longer. It's 50 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yes. So the importance of the resurrection. The importance of the resurrection are some points. The resurrection is the core of the Christian message and should never be neglected or assumed.
Without the resurrection, there would have been no church at all. And
yes.
That's so true, because that's when the church started, right at the moment of his resurrection.
And here's something what this show's all about. The resurrection gives us the joy of knowing that Christ is with us today. He promised that he will be with us to the end. This changes everything. You know, when you have faith in Jesus, he's done it, right? We don't have to be another Jesus. We just have to follow his lead.
And, you know, and we never take the same road again. The other importance of the resurrection is that the resurrection gives us hope that goes beyond the grave.
So true. The resurrection unites every Christian with the life-giving force that Jesus, that raised Jesus from the dead. And because of the resurrection, we can know that Jesus is personally coming back to judge and rule the world. So repent, for the Lord is coming.
And we always have to be on the ready.
Yeah, speaking of the ready, if you haven't read the book of Revelation, I strongly suggest that you do read it. We just, not too long ago, were listening to Monsignor Nuska on his
new book
on the Revelation, and it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, you know, it's about Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Repent, right?
Yeah, when you read the book of Revelation, there is a sense of urgency that
yes.
we need to be on the ready.
Yeah, Jesus is revealing himself again,
mm-hmm.
right? Are we listening? Are we looking, right? So we're going to take a break shortly, but going to say a few prayers. When we were walking in the darkness, you were there. When we were kneeling in weakness, you were there. When we drew near feeling worthlessness, you were there. When we were needing forgiveness, you were there. When we were searching for your grace, Lord, you were there.
Blessed are you, Lord Jesus, who came to us a little child, one of us, flesh and blood, to share in our humanity. For God so loved the world. Blessed are you, Lord Jesus, who came to us as a carpenter, and yet in whose creative hands a world was fashioned, for God so loved the world. Blessed are you, Lord Jesus, who came to us as fishermen, and yet appointed to a harvest that has yet to come, for God so loved the world.
Christ is risen, Christ is risen, Christ is risen. Glory and power are his forever and ever.
Amen.
Yes. So right now we're going to take a small musical break, and then we will come back, talk a little bit more about Easter, the resurrection, and finish off with the divine mercy.
You called me from the grave by name. You called me out of all my shame. I see the old is passed away. The new has come. Now
are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
So welcome back, everybody. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Easter joy and the resurrection. So just some affirmations we'd like to share with you are, we are one with Jesus. God himself is our Father. We are no longer slaves of sin or under this dominion of the evil one. We are joint heirs with Christ, and we will share in his reward. God is working all things for good. The creator of the universe hears our every prayer. Isn't that great, Mariangela?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to share some affirmations?
Sure. God has a purpose for our lives, and which he will certainly fulfill. God has prepared good works for us to walk in. The angel of the Lord encamps around us 24/7.
Wow. We're protected.
Yes, our guardian angel is always there. God is in control of every detail of our lives.
Wow.
So, you know, that means we never have to worry. Just give it over to him.
Turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus will never leave us or forsake us. Wow. In times of trouble, right? You think you're alone? No. He's there with you. And, you know, when they say, where's God in all this trouble and misery and all? And where is he?
He's right there.
Right there.
Us.
Yeah. Holding you up.
And all that messiness.
Yeah. And the messiness. And it's he's the one that will get us through it, right? So those are just some affirmations. We'd like to share some quotes about the resurrection. I know that my redeemed lives and that in the end, he will stand on the earth. They were coming down the mountain. Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had been risen from the dead. So Jesus foretold what was going to happen to him, to his apostles. Another quote on the resurrection, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. The question is, do you believe this? Miranda, do you have any other quotes on the resurrection you'd like to share?
Passages from the Bible,
yeah.
From the Gospel of... Well, from the Gospel of Matthew, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life.
Wow. Because there is no Easter Sunday without a Good Friday.
Indeed.
Yeah, there is, there will be suffering in this life. And that's why, you know, no one wants to suffer. No one looks forward to the suffering. But when we look to Jesus and his resurrection and the glory is to come, because when we die, we believe that life doesn't end. Life changes.
Right.
You know.
It's just a passage.
Yeah.
That we have to go through.
I think a goal in life is when someone says to you, hey, what's one of your goals in life? You know, people say, I want to make a lot of money. I want a big house. You know, I think we should really, really stop and think and say, we want to hear these words, welcome, good and faithful servant. Welcome into the kingdom of God with Jesus, right?
Yeah.
I think, shouldn't that be one of
our goals?
The first and foremost goal?
Is to get to heaven.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Because, you know, all this stuff in life, yeah, we need to eat, to live, to drink, to get by, and that's great, but... what happens afterwards, right? This is what the whole story of Jesus and his salvation and rising, you know, because life will end.
Yes.
Life will change for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets out of life alive. The question is, what's going to happen to us? Well, what we learn following Jesus is that when you follow his path and turn your life over to him, this is where we're going to hopefully end up. But we need to follow and be one of his disciples.
Yeah, and from let me share another passage from Peter, 1 Peter. Praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy has given us new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Wow.
So he is all our hope.
Yeah. And this from the book of Romans. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We just, when we come across issues or problems in our daily life, we should think of the joy and the glory of the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then once we're filled with that joy, then we can have that joy to evangelize, especially people that may be going through a tough time or a hardship or depression. If we can share that joy,
mm-hmm,
and know that, you know, Jesus is there for them and that you follow his path, this will happen to them. This Easter joy through the resurrection can be obtained.
Yeah, there's nothing, no need to fear. And, it's all full of hope.
Yes. And what is hope? Hope is a choice.
Mm.
It's a choice we make daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not given, right? It's something that we need to choose in our life, right? I think it's a good choice that when we do make that in our lives, because life is full of choices. And if we make hope one of them, whoa.
Right? Indeed.
Who needs, you can have all the money in the world, all the power, but then you can have all the stresses, the headaches, the pressures, and all the baggage that comes with it. You know, why do the angels fly? Because they have no baggage or a dead weight. They're filled with the hope and joy of Jesus, right?
Light as a feather.
And so just a couple more quotes. Through him, you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. And this is what he promised us, eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, isn't that just...
We get to live forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we need to make better choices with Jesus at the center.
Yeah, and so, what changes then through the resurrection? Well, these are some things that change. We live with joy is the first point. So joy is a deep down gladness that cannot be taken away, even in the midst of sorrow. And so the passion and resurrection of Jesus teaches us that suffering is transformed through faith in the risen Christ. With this faith, we're able to hold on to an enduring sense of joy, even in the midst of sadness. We experience from the loss of a loved one, a failure to achieve an important goal, or a setback during recovery from an illness. Those all are, temporary. We can get overcome them knowing that through his passion and resurrection, we can live with joy. He changes everything.
Yes, so true. So we need to live without fear. The resurrection teaches us that God can overcome anything, even death. When the risen Christ appears to the woman at the tomb and later to his disciples, his first words are, "Do not be afraid." These words speak to our heart, helping us cope with the fear from the loss of a job or serious illness. Our faith allows us to trust God so that we can overcome our problems.
And one of the last points is to live with new eyes. Easter means to live with a sense of newness. Just as the return of spring lifts our spirits and makes us feel like the whole world is new, the resurrection of Jesus makes all things new. The Easter spirit is a spirit of renewal that enables us to show up at work with a positive attitude, to renew relationships that have been taken for granted, and to express appreciation and affection to those closest to us. It means to see the world through new eyes. And those new eyes are God's eyes. We can use these 50 days to cultivate an Easter spirit that enables us to be truly Christian, where we embrace joy, we live without fear, and we see the world again as if for the first time.
Beautiful.
So there's lots of work to be done.
Oh, yeah. Can't just sit back. We got to get involved. Mm-hmm. So after the resurrection, Jesus appears to his disciples. So we're going to talk, gospel on the week after Easter, which is Divine Mercy. So we will say the gospel, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Divine Mercy. So this is John from the Book of John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Wow. Isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Is that maybe one of us? So,
yeah, maybe it was at times we need to see in order to believe, but with our faith, we shouldn't really be that way. You know, our faith can see beyond, right?
So a little bit about Divine Mercy, Mary Angela, if you could just share a little bit about Sister Faustina. And it was back in 1931, Sister Faustina, she got a message from Jesus. And this was in Poland. And he told her to write down the diaries. So
yeah, she came from a very poor family. And she struggled hard on their little farm during terrible years of the World War I. She had only 3 years of a very simple education. And then on February 22nd in 1931, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ appeared to her. She was a simple nun, and he appeared to her.
Doesn't Jesus always pick the simple people, mm-hmm. the poor people, mm-hmm. people that may be old, the ones that you may not think to evangelize the world? And here's another example.
Yeah, and bringing with him a wonderful message of mercy for all mankind. And says Faustina tells in her diary under this date, this is what she says. "In the evening, when I was in my cell, I became aware of the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in blessing, the other was touching the garment at the breast. From the opening of the garment of the breast, there came forth two large rays, one red and the other pale. In silence, I gazed intently at the Lord. My soul was overwhelmed with fear, but also with great joy. After a while, Jesus said to me, 'Paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the inscription, Jesus, I trust in you.'"
Powerful. Jesus, I trust in you. So a little bit about the Divine Mercy. You can use your rosary, and there's a few simple steps. You just follow the beads, and you make the sign of the cross. You say an opening prayer. You say the Our Father. You say the Hail Mary. And you recite the Apostles' Creed. And then you can say the Eternal Father. That's the next step would say on each decade, you would say, for the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us. And then you repeat this as you would do during the rosary. So the Divine Mercy is something, if you just think about God's divine mercy. Powerful. What do you think when you hear divine mercy, Mary Angela? How much God loves us, the compassion. You know, I think it's all in God's divine plan that this is right after the Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Saint Pope John Paul made it officially a feast day back in the early 2000s. So you can do a 9-day novena of the Divine Mercy. And Mary Angel, who do we pray for on the first day?
On the first day, we pray for all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of God's mercy.
Wow, in the ocean. Not just mercy, he got oceans of mercy. On the second day, we pray, Jesus asked, today bring me the souls of the priests and religious and immerse them in the unfathomable mercy. Wow. It just gets bigger and bigger. Who do we pray for on the third day?
On the third day, we pray for all devout and faithful souls and immerse them in the ocean of God's mercy.
So on the fourth day, today bring to me those who do not believe in God and those who do not yet know me.
On the fifth day, we pray for the souls of those who have separated themselves from the church.
The sixth day, we pray, Jesus asked, to bring me the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children and immerse them in my mercy.
The seventh day, we pray for the souls who especially venerate and glorify God's mercy and immerse them in his mercy.
Wow, I love that, to be immersed in the mercy of God. So on the eighth day, today, Jesus asked to bring me the souls who are detained in purgatory and immerse them in now the abyss of my mercy.
And finally, on the ninth day, we pray for the souls who have become lukewarm and immerse them in the abyss of God's mercy.
So it is said that even if you renounce your sins on the final hour before you die, right? If you say it with a penitent heart, that you will go to heaven. But do not wait until you go to the last minute, right? You know, I like when we, you know, the prayer within the chaplet, it says, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and the divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
And then followed by, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And so I invite you to try and do the chaplet of divine mercy using the rosary. You could even go online and follow, you know, maybe a different group or with music to make the chaplet more holy.
Yeah, there's
more
beautiful,
holy.
Beautiful music to go accompany with the words of the Divine Mercy. Really, really moving. And so if you look that up, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah. And I think, Maranja, you might have brought this up, but on the pitcher of the Divine mm-hmm. Mercy, where it says, trust in me, the rays of the pitcher represent the blood and water which gushed forth from the depths of mercy with the agonizing heart which was opened on the cross. Wow.
Mm.
You know, the blood and water.
The blood and water, because yeah. it's rays of white and red. Yeah. Yes.
So this evening, we're coming to a close, and just want to thank everyone involved here, the engineers, Mr. Diaz and Mr. Diaz. we like to thank all the listeners, especially, all over the beautiful city of Toronto, where we are talking from, and from our base, All Saints Church. Thank you for all your support.
Yeah, we're grateful that you support us and listen.
Because, we do this for Jesus. And if we brought up some thoughts, affirmations, or ideas to deepen your faith, we are very grateful that you listened. And with that, we started with a prayer, and we'll close with the same prayer. We are Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. And so on behalf of myself, Nick, and Mariangela.
Yes, thank you for listening. We wish you a very good evening. God bless.
A happy Easter. We have 50 days.
Yeah,
and by then,
Easter.
By then, it will be our next show, which will be on
June the 12th, the second Wednesday of the month.
And we will be talking about the Holy Spirit, and better known as the Feast of
the Pentecost.
Amen.
And the joy that comes with that.
And you will feel the thunder and power of the Holy Spirit. Take care and God bless.
God bless.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.